You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us ahead of the second day from Ballinrobe's two-day fixture on Tuesday. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line, as ever, is our Irish guru to take a look at every race on the card. It's Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Hello, Sam.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Pretty good.
Good. An all-hurdle card from Ballinrobe today.
Yes, it is. I mean, what's the race in there last night at Ballinrobe, however, even though I managed to find a couple of winners. The ground was absolutely bottomless there. They were finishing very, very tired. I know that was the flat course for flat horses. But it is going to ride very, very testing there tonight. So I've tried to dig out some soft ground horses that hopefully will get through the conditions, because I think one or two of these are going to be caught out tonight. Even some of these that are coming here in good form, a lot of it is summer jumping form, largely on good or good to firm ground. So there could be a lot of non-runners here tonight. That's one thing to note, but there are also going to be a lot of very tired horses at the finish.
Okay. We'll start then with their 5:50. That's what time the card kicks off tonight, with a maiden hurdle over 2 mile, 1 furlong. You mentioned non-runners there, Andy. We're just at the time of recording rejigging this market because Little Hearth, who was the favourite here, has been taken out. So I imagine that will leave Train Station and Free Scorpion as the market principals. And both of these hit the crossbar on their last starts.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Train Station travelled really strongly in that race at Bellystown the other day. It went the way of the Ted Walsh trained Swansea Mile. I think he'll win a race sooner rather than later. And he certainly performed up to a good standard the time before when run out of it by My Maneki Neko down in Limerick. He's certainly knocking at the door. The only thing we don't know about Translation is, which is going to be a theme of the night here tonight, Sam, whether this horse will handle the very, very testing conditions here tonight at Ballinrobe. He has run on good to yielding before, but that's about it. So your guess is as good as mine, really, like a lot of horses that are going to run here tonight, whether they will cope with what's thrown at them. And with that in mind, I'd probably just go with a horse that has finished behind Translation before, and that was at Bellystown. That's Mr. Steadfast. He wasn't good enough that day, and he was readily put in his place by Train Station. But the key to Mr. Steadfast is that he has a soft ground victory under his bonnet already. That was at Carlisle in a bumper last season. So that probably just tips the balance, for me anyway, in his favour. And he's a much bigger price as well. I don't think there's going to be a great deal between these two anyway, with the ground change. You know, Translations look like being a 6-4 shot, whereas Mr. Steadfast looks like being a 7-2, 4-1 poke. So, you know, you can almost back Mr. Steadfast each way. Safe in the knowledge he handles the ground, and he hasn't got too much to find, and he should finish in the frame, really. So that's why I'm going to play the first. I'm going to go with Mr. Steadfast each way in what looks a race with not that much strength in depth.
Okay, Mr. Steadfast then in the opener for Andy. The 6:20 is another maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And again, at the time of recording, we're just rearranging the market with the non-runner there. But Way Wild West and George's Con, we expect to head affairs here. But both of these come here off a big layoff, Andy. Are they opposable?
That's the problem, yeah. The front two in the market have got question marks to answer. If you're going to get found out, you're going to get found out big time here on this ground. You need to be 100% to go through these conditions here tonight. There certainly won't be any kind of stone unturned on that from that point of view. And I'll probably go with the two that have had recent runs, and that's Cliffside Park and Imdani. Cliffside Park ran really well the other day down in Cork. He bumped into Mickey Winters' in-form horse, Theo, as well. And he would have finished a bit closer, but for a mistake at the second last. But he kept on well enough on the running to indicate his well-being at the moment. And he's also got plenty of soft ground form as well, including a bumper win at Tramore last year when he was very tough. The yard's in decent shape as well. So Cliffside Park would probably be my number one choice. And the other one to mention, of course, is that Ndani as well, who finished second to Tellus Moore at Garran early on last season in a very good maiden hurdle on that occasion to chase home William Mullins' charge. And although he hasn't won a race, he has been running quite consistently. At least we know, similarly to my other selection, Cliffside Park, that he'll handle the conditions here tonight. So I think that's the way I'd probably play this race. I'll concentrate on the two in-form horses that are fitting well, Cliffside Park and Indama. You can get 7-2, 6-1 the pair.
Okay, couple then against the favourites there in that 6.20 for Andy. The 6.50 is the next race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle. Again, 2 mile and 1 at the trip for this one. And joint favourites at the time of recording, Supreme Vic and Bank the Bucks are both on 4-1. 7-1 about Mike McCann, same price, Noble Call. Celtic Monarch is 8-1 along with Island Villa, and it's 11s bar those. What did you like here?
Well, a lot of these have got fast ground form throughout the middle of summer, so this is going to perhaps produce a little bit of a turn-up. We've got Bank the Bucks, obviously, hasn't run since October. He's also a bit of a question mark. Supreme Vic, he would be the normal selection in a race like this because he's got good form around Ballinrobe over the course. But all his best form's on good ground, including a good win last time out down in Garran when he made pretty much most of the run and he took it up at the third and then never looked like getting caught. Back in third was Ellis Kuru, who won at Wexford the other day to boost that particular form line. But you'd have to question whether he, as long as quite a few others in this race, will cope with the ground. The one that will be at home with plenty of ease in the ground is Celtic Monarch, six-year-old gelding trained by the in-form Mark McNiff. His stable's going really well. Mr Mulliner and Urban Dusk have been flying the flag for that stable in recent weeks. And if you go back through the majority of his form, he has got plenty of form when the mud's been flying. He didn't quite get the trip last time out at Hexford. Hexham went upped in trip to 2 mile 7, but prior to that he'd won really readily. Okay, it was only a Mickey Mouse seller, but I like the way he won that day. And he's just a horse that you know, you want to stay on the right side of in a race like this. He'll handle the conditions. 2 mile 1 fine, ran a sharp track, absolutely spot on. So let's go with Celtic Monarch, and he's a nice price as well each way at 8-1.
Okay, Andy's thoughts then on the 6.50. We'll move ahead to the 7.25. This one is a 2.5 mile hurdle. It's a 3-runner affair, this one. Aminabad is the 4-5 favourite. 11-10 about Vercingetorix. And Survival is the 25-1 rag. There aren't many horses that William Mullins and Gordon Elliott can't get right, but I'd argue here, Andy, we've got two of the more frustrating horses in Ireland.
Absolutely, yeah. Vercingetorix has become a real frustrating character. He looked really good when he won his maiden hurdle on his debut as a three-year-old last year. That was on heavy ground, so at least we know he'll go through the ground, but he was a bitter disappointment in a graded race subsequently. And although he's finished second on his last three runs, there's just something lurking at the back of my mind that he's either not quite right physically or he's just not mentally made of the right stuff. He's only been beaten short margins as well to suggest that he's pretty unreliable in a bit of a scrap. And he's up against Aminabad here, who I think he's probably just about the more reliable of the two. Okay, he got brushed aside the other day by Marches Marconi, but to be fair, Aino Brianshaw charge is a useful 135 horse who I think will very much take a hand in whatever race he runs in at the Galway Festival last week. But if you go back through the season, you'll find that William Mullins' charge has got plenty of soft or heavy ground form as well. He beat a horse called Doomsday Book in a maiden hurdle last year in November in pretty ready fashion. Okay, he's been brushed aside in a couple of races subsequently, but they were in graded races where he probably didn't run up to expectations. But, out of the two, I'd just sooner go with Aminabad because I'm still not convinced with Vercingetorix at this very moment in time.
Okay, Aminabad then for Willie Mullins in that 7.25 contest for Andy. The 7.55 is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. The market is headed by Mustadrick for Gordon Elliott. Dawaran is 6-1 behind him. It's 13-2 for Hole in the Wall Bar. That's how he did it, is 8-1. And 8-1 for Ocean Glandor. 10s by those. 7-4, that favourite, by the way, at the time recording, Mustadrick. This is a pretty decent all-age handicap, Andy.
Yeah, this is a little bit more competitive than the market would suggest. Obviously, Mr. Derek has got to be put in favourite here by most bookmakers, quite rightly too, off the back of two very comfortable wins. He's also won on the flat as well, down in Belistan the other day, powering clear in the latter stages to cement his well-being. The only slight concern here, which would put me off at a short price, would obviously be the unknown with regards to Gran. I know it was good to yield in the other day at Kilbeggan, but this will be a totally different ball game here tonight. You know, you're looking at soft to heavy ground, and it's conditions that he's never run on before. I certainly think he's still well handicapped off a mark of 104, and if it was good ground, I'd make Mustard Rick a very good bet here, particularly as Jack Kennedy takes seven off, and he carries a very light weight. But I'm just reluctant to dive in at a short price, like I say, without knowing whether they'll handle the ground or not. So I'm going to look elsewhere for my bet here, and I'm going to go in the shape of Feel the Air from the informed Mark McNiff stable. This mare has been very consistent in recent times. She's yet to be out the first two in the last four starts. She was a winner with Cutting the Ground down in Downpatrick two starts ago, and almost followed that up on either of its last two runs with seconds behind Josephine Marcus and Autumn Shades. Autumn Shades the other day was a horse that was well ridden from the front by Mark Walsh and rather got first run on Feel the Air, but she did keep on quite strongly, and there's been two subsequent winners out of that race as well, Supreme Vic and Annie O'Lane. So I think she deserves more than a second look here, particularly she's priced up at 12-1, and I think Connection's really fancy here tonight because he's obviously a decent pot, 13 grand going for up for grabs, and they've booked David Mullins as well. They've done really well to secure the services of the crack conditional over in Ireland. So all in all, I do think this horse is overpriced this morning. I'd have this horse in single figures myself. 12-1 with William Hill. That looks a decent bet, that Feel the Air in that 7.55.
Feel the Air then getting the vote in the 7.55. The penultimate race of the day comes up at 8.25. This one is another 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. Barney King is the 3-1 favourite here. 11-2 for It's on the List. Georgie is a 6-1 chance. The Informer 13-2. 8 to back Kentucky Lass. Double figure prices, the rest of them. This one perhaps not as strong as the previous race, Andy, would it be fair to say?
Yeah, that's a good shout. There's nothing here that I'm absolutely mad keen on. I'm going to go with a horse that I'm pretty sure will go on the prevailing conditions. And that's Georgie. A 10-year-old now has been knocking around for quite a while, and you'd have to argue most of his best forms at stiffer tracks than this. He does go particularly well at Galway. I think Connections will probably have one eye on Ballybrit in a couple of weeks' time. Well, actually, next week, of course, it is. But he's been running quite well, considering his advancing years. He didn't run too badly last time out down in Limerick in a competitive handicap chase where he kept on quite well from three out. And at least, you know, he's holding his form together quite well. These are the kind of races, I think, however, he could do really well in, because he's just a bit of a slogger. And, you know, two of his career victories have both come when there's been plenty of cutting the ground. And to be fair, most of his main market rivals have all got form on good or good to firm ground, including Barney King, the Informer, etc., etc. So, you know, he might just be good enough to hit the frame here at a decent price. So, Georgie, not one that you'd probably want an absolute fortune on, but if you're looking to play around with something at 6-1, he's definitely worth a small investment.
Okay, Georgie, the one then for Andy. A little bit of money for that on the morning line as well. 6s from 8. We'll move to the final race of the night then. This comes up at 9 o'clock. We close the card with a 2 mile, 1 furlong bumper. And Lady Drumlack is the 2-1 favourite here. 11-4 about Brogine. Don't Drop Me In is 7-2. 8-1 for Brother Gold. 10-1 at Ballymbula. St Agnes Church 16-1. And the outsider of the 7 is Tan ahead at 50-1. What are your thoughts for the bumper, Andy?
Yeah, I'll probably go with this Lady Drumlack. She just got picked off late on at Sligo the other day. She took the running up coming out the back straight. She looked to be travelling really strongly on that occasion, only just a fade in the latter stages. But like I say, I like the way she moved through that race. She looks as though she's got a bit of a soft ground grinding action as well. And with Jamie Conn on board, I think she'll take quite a bit of beating in what looks a fairly mundane event. Obviously, you know, you've got to give respect to the likes of Brogdon and Don't Drop Me In. But other than that, it doesn't look a particularly awe-inspiring bumper to close the card. We certainly haven't got any big-name stables represented in this particular race. So, with that Lady Drumlack coming off that back of that good run near the day at Sligo, she gets a vote in the last.
Lady Drumlack then to win the bumper for Andy. If you could just remind us, please, of your selections for the Ballinrobe card on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, without the likely favourite Little Hearth in the first race, that Train Station will be a short price favourite, but it could be vulnerable under tonight's conditions, whereas Mr. Steadfast's soft ground win at Carlisle suggests he should be absolutely fine on the ground, and he gets the vote around about the 7-2 mark. I'll go with the two inform horses in the 6.20 against the field, Cliffside Park and Indarney. In the 6.50, a tough old race here, particularly with the changing conditions, but Celtic Monarch should handle the underfoot terrain better than most. I'm not absolutely convinced with Vercingetorix at the moment, so with that in mind, I'll go with Amni Abad to turn him over. In the 7.55, I do think Phil the Air's overpriced here. Double-figure quotes for that horse look way over the odds, so she'll do for me around about the 12-1 mark. In the 8:25, again, another tough little heat, but proven heavy ground performer. Georgie should run better than most with conditions in his favour. And in the final race, Lady Drumlach sets a reasonable standard, and I think she'll give us a good run for our money in the bumper.
Okay, you've been listening to Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of the Ballinrobe card on Tuesday night. And remember, you'll hear every race live from the Irish venue. We've also got Chelmsford City and Wetherby to come on Tuesday evening. And there's afternoon cards at Fosslass and Musselburgh. Every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Thanks very much for joining me, Andy, and good luck with your selections.
Okay, Sam. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.